All right. Well, thank you, Lydia. I think I'll work myself up as I go. But definitely, it's a pleasure to be on this call and with so many of you who have made the decision to be on this call. And we say decisions determine your destiny. So it was a great decision to be on this call and to continue to pursue, because the proof of pursuit is in your daily decisions. And the fact that you are on this call is just another evidence that you are in a pursuit. And those are the people, certainly, I always enjoy having an opportunity to spend time with. So let's just jump right into it. I think if some of you actually watched this Saturday training, and if you didn't, I'm going to highly recommend you go through the whole thing. Everyone was so amazing, including yours truly, Miss Lydia Stasak, that did an amazing job for your first time out in a training mode like that. That was amazing. That was really, really, really a very impressive job. Mary Jo and Demra, and so, oh, you're welcome, and so many other people. You guys certainly were well prepared. You had mastery of the content that you were delivering, and you had an excitement and a hope about it, which is truly, for me, amazing and also incredibly important. It's not the content of the information as much as it is the passion you deliver it with, but it's also the hope that you have, the conviction that you have delivering it, because that says that, you are confident and you have these, expectation, very positive expectation of an outcome. I truly enjoyed, Lydia, when you were talking about how follow-up really starts the minute you put somebody's name on a piece of paper. And I couldn't agree more. It's a follow-up that happens in your head as you have these positive expectation of the outcome, which is truly important. It's also, when you put that name on a list, it's also realizing, I want to solve a problem for this person. What is the problem I'm going to solve? And how am I going to go about putting together a value proposition that makes sense for this person? You should never pick up the phone not knowing what is the problem that you're trying to solve for this person. And that those problems could be a health issue, it could be a wealth, a wealth and finance question, it could be a purpose driven type of a concern. But you gotta know why you're calling that person. And usually for me, that's how you start the conversation. I am calling you because based on some of the conversations we've had, based on our first contact, you said something about, lack of finance or lack of energy or lack of concentration or whatever. And I believe I have a solution. And I'm excited to call you and share this with you. And I think people respond really well to the fact that you care, that you want to solve a problem. And our rewards on this earth and in heaven have a lot to do with our ability to solve problem for others. That's the business we're in. Our wealth is in proportion to the size of the problem that we solve for the number of people we solve it for. Having said that, I wanted to also jump into something I did talk about on Saturday, but I didn't really clarify it. And I didn't want it just to be a statement that didn't have some reinforcement. And that statement was, in my 38 years in the industry, this has always been one of the best times of the year to really be active, be around, be about, be present, be conscious of your business and what's going on in your business for the end of this year, but really to lay the foundation for 2019. And that's what I was talking about on Saturday. Really, 2019 does not start January 1st. 2019 starts now. So why do I feel that way? You know, I spent the weekend, this year decorating the house, just being in this absolute Christmas mode. We have all the grandchildren coming to the house this year. So we wanted to make the house really, really special for our grandchildren. And we wanted to really, you know, my wife and I, really celebrate Christmas. And one of the things that goes with celebrating Christmas, especially the way that we're doing it this year, has to do ultimately with finance. It has to do with, you know, what you can spend for Christmas. And Christmas is one of those times, and unfortunately, very, very unfortunately, a time of reflection, a time of joy, a time of peace, a time of reflecting on the true meaning of Christmas gets hijacked by the fact that most people are going to be incredibly stressed over this period of the year. And the reason they're stressed is because they have to come face to face with the realization that financially they are not where they want to be. Now, that's not a new problem. It's probably something that happens all year long, but boy, does it come home to roost when you have to face it, when you're making your list, when you think about the people you love, when you think about all the nice things you would want to do for others, and then you have to deal with that reality of your finance. So again, people may not be ready to be doing a lot, you know, to go into a webinar, to come to a meeting, to come to a Tuesday night, they may not have time to do that. But that's not what you're looking for. You want to be planting the seeds in their mind of the kind of Christmas they want to have in the future, the people they want to bless at this time of the year. Between Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year, as we kind of wind down the year, people become very introspective. People really take the mask off of, well, I'm doing okay, to coming to a full realization that, wow, I don't care how okay I am, I wish I could have done more for my children, my parents, my church. This is a time where churches pass out multiple envelopes, you know, to mark the season. This is a time of fundraising for churches. This is a time of fundraising for non-for-profit organizations. And they depend on our generosity. And unfortunately, most people are coming face-to-face with their lack, which really then speaks to something that I talked about also on Saturday, which is the equation for motivation. The equation for motivation, action and motive, action, motivation, that what makes us go, what makes us do something extra, what makes us get out of our lazy chair, break through the door, and go out and talk to someone, what makes us pick up the phone and make that call. All those things are tied to two things, our needs and our beliefs. So motivation is an equation. It's needs times multiplication, not addition, multiplication, needs multiplied by our beliefs. And our beliefs, well, let's say on a need side, this is a time of the year, what I just exposed to you just now is a great need that most people have around Christmas time. And that's the need to be generous. Every human being wants to be generous. Every human being wants to be able to do more for their children around this time, for their grandchildren, for their parents, for their spouse, for their loved ones, for their friends. I mean, we want to do more, but there is a barrier to doing more. So the need is, I need to be able to be in a position to do better. There couldn't be a better time to talk to people than about what would you like your 2019 or your 2020 Christmas to look like? Imagine a Christmas where you could do really everything that you really wanted to do. Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing? So this is a good time, I really believe, to be able to connect with people and start planting the seeds with them of what their future could look like if time and money was not an issue. With time and money was not an issue. What a wonderful backdrop to you coming to them and making your proposition, solving a huge problem for them, and be able to give them a way out of where they are right now in 2018. So for me, I wanted to kind of go back to that for a second because I wanted us to reflect on that and realize that for those of you who stay busy throughout this season. Now, of course, there is a whole other side, which is the merchandising side, which is, you know, as we've been calling it, giving the gift of wellness, the gift of wellness, gift of wellness. That's a big deal, is to use your own products, use what you have to really gift to people, which then I think will get them started on some new habits, a wellness habit for 2019. Now, obviously, you would not want to give anybody a true health system. I think that might be saying something like maybe, you know, you need some help around that. People may not appreciate that. But certainly you can start planting the seeds about how are we going to kick off, you know, January 1st in our health, in our weight control. Most people will be making some big mouth New Year resolutions. Why not be there with them, not so that we can make those big mouth resolutions actually into a reality by offering them the 90-day transformation challenge. So you add all that together, again, while everybody else is going to be busy and stressed and just winding down, there are some of you who are going to wind up. You're going to start winding up into 2019. When does 2019 start? It starts now. So it'd be interesting to watch how some of you are going to react to this challenge. I also would say that this is a good time for us to get together as a team, to put our vision boards together. Again, don't wait until January 1st. Do it now. Start preparing. Start setting up an expectation, a hope, an expectation for 2019 right now. So your vision board, your dream board, just laying it all out there and feeling incredibly empowered and prepared going into 2019. And that would be a great feeling, folks, to know that you're going into 2019 prepared. You have done what others were not willing to do. Others couldn't be bothered because they're too stressed to run around and do the things they need to do. The stress of the money, the stress of, you know, the family stress and whose house are we going to celebrate in and who's going to do the cooking and who's not going to, all those things. Well, folks, all that will go away. And then it's going to be January 1st, and we got to look to another year. And hopefully we can look down this, what I call the 2020 vision. You know, I'm going to challenge everybody on this call to start really creating not only a year view of things, but create a two-year view of things. What do you want to be over the next 24 months? 2020 has such an amazing connotation for me. You know, not only it's the normal, 2020 vision, which everybody knows, but it's just, for me, it sounds like an amazing milestone, something to really, create that, to create the urgency for the things that you want to do. Set some really big, bold, audacious, hairy goals between now and 2020 and go for it and start now. So anyways, so that was part of what I wanted to talk about today. But the other piece of, you know, the Saturday was all about really how to use the four-year career book by Richard Brooke Bliss. How do we use that book to truly bolster our belief and conviction about the network marketing industry? How do we use that book to learn the language of the industry? How to be better at articulating truly those amazing benefits that are attached to our amazing, you know, industry, or some people like to call it a distribution system called network marketing. For me, network marketing is the ultimate, the last bastion of true free enterprise, grassroots free enterprise. Folks, you know why I am amazingly passionate about it, and that's because, you know, 38 years ago, I never believed that I would live the life I've lived because of my very, very, very first meeting and my introduction to this industry. I am forever grateful to the fact that someone took the time to call me and totally changed my life and the life of my future generations. So I can't not be passionate about something that's been that deeply transforming for me personally and for others that I watch around me. Over the last 2 weeks, I was in South Africa. I watched, you know, the celebration, really the celebration of so many new presidentials, the celebration of new members of the $1 million club. It was just fabulous, just amazing. Just the stories that was told from stage absolutely blew me away, you know, and they're all possible. They come to life through real live examples. This is not a theory. This is not just what you read in a book. This is something that's really happening to people. And then the next weekend, I was in Mexico and celebrated a brand new platinum. And then I listened to these stories of all these single women and women in general, how this industry has empowered these women to totally change their lives, to watch these people go on stage in their beautiful gowns, to be applauded and celebrated in a way they could have never imagined to be celebrated in their lives because of this amazing industry. So why not become a professional? Why not, you know, really dig in and use the resources that we have to create the best story that we can tell, to create the best value proposition that we can put forth, to really make sure that people deeply understand really what's at stake here, that we don't let them just think of it in a surface. Oh, does that look like a pyramid to me? Oh, that, you know, whatever, you know, dumb things that people say when they don't know. Ignorance is just, it's a sad thing. It's a sad thing, but you know what? It's sad on both sides. It's the one who doesn't know what it doesn't know. And then it's the ones who know what they know, but yet don't go out there and push it forward and pass it forward. That's you and I. That's us. That's what we do. So anyway, so I think we have made a major emphasis on this book. We've made it available literally at $1. I could encourage you more to get your hands on these books, to pass them on. And as I said on Saturday, I'll be working with Richard to actually create maybe a 3 to 4 minute, really fast-paced, sizzle, exciting video that we can also use, you know, when we present this. But in the meantime, just gift this book for people at Christmas. You never know what a book can do for people. My youngest brother, I gave him certain books when he was 8 years old. And, you know, I just knew the books could be that, you know, important for him, but he didn't read them until he was 18 years old. But once he read them, again, those books changed his life. So I would gift it. I would gift it to young people. I would gift it to older people. I would put it in their hands because you never know when somebody's going to pick that book up, start reading it. The content is amazing. The ideas that I shared in the book are amazing. And it's amazing for a time like this. Why a time like this? Because, folks, I never, you know, as long as I've been in this industry, 38 years now, it's never been a more amazing time to be part of this industry. And on Saturday, I went through the whole presentation, which I believe Lead Year thinks we can have it. We can have the video of it this afternoon, maybe tomorrow. We'll push it out to you guys so that you can watch it. I think it does it more, better justice to watch it. It's 45 minutes. But why network marketing? Why now? And I talk about some of the key things that are going on today, both from a wellness industry point of view. Folks, you know, we dreamed of a day where glyconutrients would become common, that glyconutrients would become mainstream, that glyconutrients would become self-evident. You want to know how self-evident glyconutrient is? I would say go to WebMD, very reputable, very well-accepted, you know, medical/wellness website. Type in glyconutrients. Search glyconutrients on WebMD and see what you get. It's an amazing thing that has happened because right next to glyconutrient, they say, also known as ambritose, also known as manipol, and, I mean, we couldn't be more self-evident than that. And some of you probably heard of a study that just came out from the University of Glasgow in Scotland, an amazing, amazing validation of mannose. It was published in Nature magazine. It was picked up by the BBC a couple of weeks ago. It's out there. Look for BBC, Manos, Nature magazine, Manos. Look for it. I just won't say more than that, and you would be amazed at how it's described and what they say these things do, which you always knew, but now it's being validated, folks, by very reputable people. So we have our hands on an amazing element of this whole wellness industry that is growing faster, especially in the direct sales, than any other segments of direct sales. But as an industry, it's a $3.7 trillion industry. And just 10 years ago, we were talking in amazement about how it could be the next trillion. Well, in 10 years, it's gone from being the next trillion to being the next $3.7 trillion industry. Now, then if you go on the other side of your belief system as far as the industry is concerned, because the belief system is about the industry. Do you believe in the industry? Do you believe in Manatech? Do you believe in your team? Do you believe in you? Those four belief systems multiplied by the intensity of your needs then creates, obviously, a higher motivation. But in the industry, so you got the wellness industry, you got a direct sales industry or network marketing industry, which is bolstered by every new technological advances that have happened over the last 20 years. I feel like everything that's been invented has something to do with us, whether it's in the logistics side, whether it's on the telecommunication side. Folks, our ability to communicate, our ability to influence on a global level is better than it's ever been in the history of the world. So why not capitalize on that? Why not use that to create the next big fortunes? Remember, we're talking about direct sales being the next trillion-dollar, you know, segment of business. Because, you know, if you think about it, you know, never in the history of the world could we do what we've done today. I mean, just on November 11th alone, you know, Alibaba, a website in China, did $30 billion in sales in 24 hours. Folks, that's unheard of. It's mind-blowing. If you took every direct selling company in America and you look at their volume for the whole year, it equals what Alibaba, a website, did in 24 hours, folks. That is absolutely mind-blowing, but it just hopefully shows you the size of the potential that we have if we do this right. And that's just by figuring out the operational, transactional side of this equation. Because on the transaction side, it's just how to take, you know, that many orders in one day and how to ship that many orders in one day. But if you look at the relational side, which is what we bring in, when you look at the millions of people that now can be mobilized to push traffic through websites, that's what we are. That's what Manatech is. We are a website. You know, I mean, we're a wellness website. We can leverage 260,000 people around the world. Folks, we haven't even started yet. I mean, this is not scratching the scratch on the scratch. So when you look at that potential, when you look at the fact that millennials are going to be the number one demographic in the world, and 63% of them say they are open to starting a new business of their own, for me, that's also pretty exciting. 63% of millennials would consider flexible income opportunities. Folks, that's amazing. Okay, so you look at that and you go, okay, the U economy, the gig economy, the side hustle economy, added to this concept of the relational community side of this thing, put together with all the technology that we have in an industry that's exploding, the wellness industry, folks, we have the makings of some pretty amazing years over the next 5 to 10 years. So now my question to you, will you make your next 5 years amazing? Will you make your next 2 years, 2019, 2020, will you make those years amazing? All right? Because some of you will. I have no doubt that some of you will. And the rest of you, why not? Why not make the rest of your life amazing? Because you know what? There's nothing stopping us but our own imagination. And it's not because we're waiting for a new video. It's not because we're waiting for something else to happen. Folks, it's all happening right now. Now, you take all of this, folks, and you add this to the concept that are in the four-year career book, which I discussed on Saturday. Those guys, those slides are already on Manatech North America, North America Manatech. Go get them, watch them, and learn them, and then go to the book, the four-year career book, folks. I'm not inventing anything. I'm just copying what Mr. Richard Brook, after 40 years, has distilled in a book, and that book is available. Folks, you know, we got to learn from experience. Let's learn from somebody else's experience. There's already 40 years of that experience, 38 of my experience. Why not leverage that, understand this concept, get excited about it, buy 100 books, and go put out there in the hands of people. Folks, those seeds planted in fertile ground will create an amazing harvest. I have no doubt about it. So, anyways, that's me for today. And just want to say, if I do not talk to you again, have a most amazing Christmas. Remember, this is the time where people are coming face-to-face with their reality. Be the one who can extend your hands. Don't just give them a fish. Give them a way to go fishing. You know, give them a pole, give them the lure, give them the bright bait, and teach them how to go fish, and then you have created empowerment that's multi-generational. So we love you guys, and we will talk to you really soon. I'll give it back to you guys. Back to you, my dear.
I just, Hey, Al, I just talked to Jason. He's going to get me that link probably within 15 minutes. So your video link will be posted in the North America Facebook group.
Fantastic. Well, I'm pretty excited about that, so that's awesome. That's amazing. Thank you.
Perfect. Well, thank you, Al, and you have a great day. I know you have a lot to get done today, so enjoy yourself.
Yes, ma'am.
Thanks for being on the call.
You bet. Thank you so much.